I've found that Easter over here in God's country,
yeah,
is much less of a big deal than in the UK.
Really?
Because what happens is, yeah, for example, I'll tell you this, on Easter, the day after Easter Sunday, mm-hmm, is called Easter Monday, yeah, and it is a holiday over there in the UK. Everyone's off.
Mm-hmm.
And here it's just like you go to work as normal, you know, Easter. Over here you take off like President's Day. You honor presidents of the United States. You take off Martin Luther King Day. You honor, you know, the labor workforce, Labor Day. You honor veterans for Veterans Day and Memorial Day and 4th of July, Independence Day. Mm-hmm. But you see, over in the UK, where it's a Christian country, we have a thing called Easter Monday, where we celebrate Easter, the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Here in secular America, what happens is you celebrate presidents, but then you ignore Easter. Oh, death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Oh, we'll go to work today.
Uh-huh.
Interesting.
What do you do on Good Friday?
Respond.
What do you do on Good
Discuss.
Friday?
Discuss.
What do you do on Good Friday?
Good Friday, we are off.
That too. So
that
you get
too.
A four-day weekend.
Of course. It's only proper in a Christian country.
But yeah.
Here in God's country, we just work.
Well, we have separation of church and state, so we can't do it.
Oh, there is a separation of church
no,
and state.
No, there isn't. But
there is a separation.
It's fictional.
No, this is great. I'm
it's
very
fictional.
Glad to hear a conservative say that there is a separation
no,
of church and state.
It's a fictional.
It has well, if it's,
to do
well
with
if it's fictional, why are you working Good Friday and Easter Monday?
I may not be.
Yeah. I found it to be very secular over here. You mm-hmm. you people are just heathens, basically.
It's, thanks to the Americans for Separation of Church and State and ACLU and those other godless heathens.
I love how quickly it takes to get an American on my side.
Well, the fact is, you know, I mean, Easter turned into spring break.
Yes. You know, let's celebrate the pagan rituals of right. birds coming out of eggs and stuff like that
yeah.
and bonnets.
Women in bikinis and drinking beer.
Well, it's turned into spring break. Easter wasn't yeah. enough just to give them one day off. It wasn't.
Mm.
And so they mm. you know, the schools decided.
As I understood it, yeah. it was because everyone was off together and it was right. pandemonium. The way it works back home is they have 2 weeks off. The schools have 2 weeks off for Easter break. I guess they don't have the same pandemonium as over here. So they have the 2 weeks off from Easter.
Well, I've come
on.
To the conclusion that the UK, you have more time off than you have on.
Yeah. So in Europe, yeah.
Out of 52 weeks of the year, most people get about six off.
Well, the difference is, you know, we were a young country. We couldn't lollygag like
right.
Europe.
That's true.
Europe has been established for a long time. We had to get going, put on our boots, and get something going.
That's
we're only
right.
232 years old. People forget that.
That's right.
They're drinking wine in France older than this country.
Yeah.
You know, and so we had to get up and fly straight. I mean,
that's true.
Ours came from hard labor.